For Mia Degemoise, dodgy phone coverage isn't just an inconvenience, it can be life-threatening.
Yeah, we've had a helicopter accident and that took a long time to get help, and most of that was because of communication problems. Young fella lost his arm not too long ago and he could have got help a lot quicker had he been able to call.
The SES controller and volunteer ambulance officer owns and runs Pack Saddle Roadhouse, about halfway between Broken Hill and Tibberburra in far western New South Wales.
You get to somewhere and it's just hard getting information back, trying to get onto local graziers and stuff and relay messages via UHF.
Rural and regional communities routinely name mobile phone black spots as one of the biggest issues affecting their lives. More than 6,000 black spots were identified in a national survey in 2014, but others claim that number is more like 10,000 today. The coalition has previously allocated $160 million to address about 3,000 black spots by building new towers and base stations and upgrading old ones, and working with state and local governments and the telcos to do that. Today, in the Liberal-held marginal seat of Corangamite in Victoria, Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull announced a re-elected coalition would spend even more on its mobile black spot program.
A third round of $60 million, which will bring the total commitment to $220 million, that is going to address another 900 black spots. And right here in Corangamite, we're looking at four locations here in Anglesey, at Aries Inlet, at Bell Bay and at Birragara.
Georgie Somerset, the chair of the Telecommunications Committee for Queensland Farm Lobby Group Agforce, says it's a welcome move.
For the $100 million, we got 499 stations identified as being built or upgraded. So one would hope that we'd be looking at 300 at least under the $60 million that's being announced today. This is a really significant issue. It's not just a... it's nice to have coverage. This is actually a sort of a health and safety issue around transport corridors, but it's also a business and an economic driver. So there are opportunities and telemetry and big data, things that we're struggling to access in agriculture because we don't have the mobile connectedness.
Labor has criticised the government for being slow to roll out its black spot projects, and Labor claims for prioritising projects in coalition-held electorates. But Labor hasn't yet unveiled its own plan for dealing with black spots. Georgie Somerset is calling on Labor to commit to funds.
Oh, we're absolutely looking for, the same announcement. And, I mean, if they'd like to provide more, we'd really welcome that. We think that this is a bipartisan program that really requires support from both sides of politics.
While many have welcomed today's announcement, others are more sceptical.
I think the words that went along with that announcement just show an absolute complete lack of understanding of what's required out in areas other than suburbia.
Ian Hastings is a grain farmer at Oyen in Western Victoria's Mallee.
Talking about transport corridors, places for bushfires, which is a once in 5 or 10 year event, and small communities. Hang on a minute, the country's made up of rural agricultural businesses, and we're struggling to get internet services on our farms and all sorts of things, and they can't even understand or recognise the importance of that.
And Ian Hastings is deeply cynical that the Prime Minister made today's announcement in a Victorian marginal seat held by the Liberals.
I'm afraid it just makes me so cynical, it's unbelievable. I mean, for God's sake, get out into the other areas, Mr. Prime Minister, and have a look at how the rest of Australia operates.
Back in Broken Hill, Mia Degemoise welcomed the news that the Coalition would keep spending to fix phone coverage, but she and her community aren't holding their breath that they'll benefit anytime soon.
Well, we'd hope that it would come out this far. We sort of believe it when we see it, I guess.